time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here. We're on. We're on here at Fort Recovery Fieldhouse. Fort Site Fieldhouse.
What did I say?
Good
we're
Lord.
Good.
I got all nervous because we're like, oh, we're on. I'm like, oh. The Fort Recovery varsity girls are taking on the Parkway Panthers. So.
And welcome. We're here with your Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I'm Ryan Braun alongside
Diana Rammel.
And Chris Guggenbill.
Hey. Welcome.
So, What are our thoughts on tonight's ball game? Tonight's matchup.
I don't know. Talk to us, Chris.
Well, I think Bronny. I think first thing we got to do is come out aggressive and kind of take control of the game early and not let Parkway hang around. And, you know, traditionally, Fort Recovery girls basketball a little bit stronger than Parkway girls basketball. And I think that's probably the same case this year. So I think Coach Bash probably wants to start things off quickly here and set our will out here and get the momentum going for the Indians.
I think you hit the nail on the head, and I mean that's a big bounce back game for the Indians here with kind of a beat down the other day by Ottawa Glandorf. But hey, nothing we can't bounce back from.
Absolutely,
we've got a good ball club.
You know, Coach Patch definitely took last Saturday. You know, the girls took last Saturday as a big opportunity to learn and see where they want to go. As a group of girls, and you know, you see how far just you do have to go in order to be a that caliber of an opponent night in and night out that OG brought in. You know, that's what you're going to see at the top end of the MAC there with your Brazales and Minsters, and you know, even St. Henry this year, you know, putting together a really good record. So bounce back game tonight, absolutely, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can get back in the win column.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
100% with us. All righty.
Diana, what's the rating on the popcorn tonight?
It is so good. I think we have the best popcorn in like the MAC. There's not a school out there that's better than this. Yep. And you guys are doing so good, I'm just going to keep feeding my face.
nothing wrong with that. Hopefully that's one of our sponsors, a little Wayne Street Market action down there in the concession stands, hooking us up with some goodies, the way Diana makes it sound.
Yes, yes,
so,
for sure, definitely.
But we might take a little short break here and come back with you here in a minute.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want, whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. They have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end-of-year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at HastingsAuto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery.
Okay, and we're back. We're back. Okay, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about some upcoming sports coming on. Coming up tomorrow night, the boys will play at Parkway, and FR Radio will broadcast. And then next week, the girls are actually at St. Mary's on Monday, and we will have a simulcast with WPGW. Tuesday, the boys host South Adams, and FR Radio will broadcast. And then Friday, the boys are at Wapaw Coneta with a simulcast, WPGW. And then Saturday, the girls are at Arcanum with the FRR broadcast, and then the boys will host Ansonia on Saturday night with a simulcast. So just some things to a busy week next week.
That holy mackin, action-packed.
Yeah.
As a player, I never really cared for the Tuesday games.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. That puts a little fork in the garbage disposal, I'd say. But
that's a rough one. It just kind of puts you out of sync, I feel like, when you're not used to playing weeknights. Mm-hmm.
This pregame show is sponsored by Hall Brothers, Hastings Auto Sale, and Cal Pharmacy. We'd like to thank them for supporting FR Radio and allowing us to be here.
Yeah, thank you to them. So let's talk about the girls' record. Did we figure out what the girls' record was? Chris had one job to do.
One job to do. Our athletic page is not updated, so don't go to that.
I know we have one win. I just can't remember if we have the second win yet or not. I don't know.
Everything starts blending together a little bit to a certain extent. But I think, just looking at tonight, the girls are chomping at the bit to kind of get that winning taste back in their mouth and come out here and do some of the things that their shirts say, the back of their shirts say, come out with some intensity.
Right.
Come out with some determination as the girls go through their pregame warm-ups and execute the way we know how to execute. So I don't know where I'm exactly going with that. I'm trying to kill a little bit of time.
That's okay.
No, I'm with you, but I don't know. Like we said, after Saturday's outing, we got to see just who came ready to play tonight and who didn't necessarily care for that. So it should be interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we'll take a quick break and be back with you in a bit.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. Kalp Pharmacy has several gift buying packages available, and one of them will be just right for you. Packages including everything from box chocolate, jewelry, to perfume. They'll be 20% off on all Christmas packages. So shop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, enjoy an ice-cold refreshment, and have our elves wrap a perfect present for your lady. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
We're on. Welcome back, Indian fans, to Fort Site Fieldhouse for a little varsity matchup between the Parkway Panthers and the Fort Recovery Indians.
And we want to do the lineups here, Brian, real fast? Or
we can run through them quick.
Yeah. Just for Parkway, we got number 5, Shayla Thomas. She's a 5'3 junior guard.
number 10, Chris Kirby. She's a 5'3 junior guard as well. 24, Leah Harshman, 5'3 junior guard. Number 30, Allie Ford, 5'5 senior forward. And number 42, Claire Eicher, 5'9 junior forward. We'll take a minute here, Bronny, and pause for our national anthem.
Okay.
Welcome back.
All right, so we just rattled off your Parkway lineup. Now, for the home team on the scoreboard for Calvary Indians. Starting at guard, we have number 15, 5'6 junior, Brooke Hallett. At a forward position, number 22, 6-foot junior, we have Val Mullenkamp. At a wing position, 5'8 sophomore, number 24, Allie Vaughn. At another guard position, number 20, sophomore, Kiera Wendell. And starting at center, number 21, 6'2 junior, Olivia Patch.
So I'm anxious to see. I know the JV team, we started out pressing right away. I think that's the game plan for the varsity.
Yeah, I would tend to believe you're probably right. You know, they probably want to put the Parkway guards into some positions that make them uncomfortable.
Yep.
And I think with Wendell back in the lineup, you could see a little bit of that already the past couple of games. We're a different defensive team when she's out there on the floor.
Yeah.
So.
And I think even offensively, she just makes things happen out there. She does a nice job.
Yeah, she definitely helps facilitate things both on the offensive and defensive end. So.
Yep, for sure. They're all anxious, like you said, to get that big win, and hopefully this will be the night for that. We'll see.
Absolutely, and the things that changed since Diana, you and I ran the court, but Bronny is full aware of is just how important the opening lineup address here is. Mm-hmm. To make sure you have the proper handshake, proper fist bump, proper chest bump.
That's right. And, that's important.
Girls got down their routine.
That is important.
You got to get fired up.
Absolutely.
And if that's what does it, you do what you got to do.
I didn't need it, but it helped.
Bronny typically gave the handshake. All business.
Let's get to work.
And our tip-off, Tin Cupboard tip-off, is about to begin. And let's talk about a little bit about Tin Cupboard. If you haven't been there and tried their coffees, they do a fantastic job.
I have to take your word for it.
Yes, no, you need to get up there. White chocolate, raspberry, mocha. I don't even know. That just sounds like more calories than I need.
And the Tin Cupboard tip-off goes to the Indians with Vaughn pulling in the Val Mullenkamp tip. Garkey on the right wing. Up top to Wendell. Reversal to Vaughn. Ball gets rattling around a little. Parkway starting out in the 2-3 zone. Probably want to protect the rim a little bit with Fort Recovery size. Skip pass over to Vaughn. Make the baseline move, and she's fouled.
Good hard take by Vaughn.
Yep.
Trying to get to the rim.
Absolutely.
I like her little baseline moves. She's got a nice little move there.
She gets there on the left side, able to use her strong hand. Here's Mullenkamp down the middle and up for two. Good.
Nice play, Val.
And Indians starting off in their full court press, just like you said, Diana.
Yep, figured they would. I had a feeling. I'm starting to learn this game. I've learned a lot in the little bit of time I've been up here.
When you're forced to talk about it, you got to pretend you know what you're talking about. Kind of like volleyball season on this side.
Yep. Oh, Lord. So, Indian, you go.
I don't really know what's going on right now.
I don't think they know. Oh, okay, now we know.
Parkway side out of bounds here.
Okay. It was us, but then they decided we didn't like us.
And then they switched it out.
So there's a reason we're clueless.
Parkway attempting to get it in. Vaughn knocks it out of bounds. Parkway battling to get it in here against the Indians. Full court pressure. Man-to-man pressure. Looks like there's some switching out there on it. Vaughn comes in the jump. Force Indian turnovers forced here. Mullenkamp with the ball over to Garkey. Foul on the floor. So, yeah, full court pressure right off the bit, a little bit brawny here, and you know, when that ball handler turns their head, we see that Indian defender looking to jump for a trap. Mullenkamp out up top, dribbling in a little basic, or a little spin move, and the patch can't handle it. Turnover, Indians. 2-0 early. Courtside Fieldhouse.
You know, I notice we do that a lot. We throw them at their knees. We bounce pass it to their knees, or we throw it at their knees. You know, I feel like...
And there's a steal by Vaughn up and in.
We just bounce past that ball a little higher. I don't know. Yeah.
Nothing worse for a big guy to catch, try to catch a pass below the knees. So
yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Happened once or twice there.
On your day?
There's the Indian Parkway pass knocked out of bounds. Parkway yet with a field goal attempt. Indians keeping pretty tight pressure on him. Here's a side out of bounds by Parkway. Indians half court man-to-man defense.
They get it in.
Ball gets inbound. Number 42. Claire Eichler with a nice left-handed move. Gets Parkway on the board this evening. 4-2 ball game here on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. Indians attacking the Parkway 2-3 zone. Here's Vaughn on the left side. And a nice pass to Brooke Collig up and in. Brooke Collig with her first points of the evening, making a score 6-2.
Vaughn gets her hand on yet another one. Inbound.
She's deceptively long there, Bronnie. she has good anticipation skills with what's going on on the basketball floor. You can tell she's played a little bit of basketball in her day.
Making Big Bro proud with the long arms out there.
That she is.
Obviously, you know, quite a bit more skill than Big Brother ever had, but...
I hope he's listening. I'll tell you what, nose guarding these girls. Put a lot of pressure, and they get a shot off.
Offensive rebound. Parkway with a three-point attempt off the side of the backboard. Wendell with a long rebound. Attacking.
Oh.
And we throw one away. So... It's the hard thing with playing a little faster pace basketball is you're prone to turnovers, and Kierig got herself in a tough situation right there and threw one away.
You know, I think sometimes they make eye contact and they think they're paying attention when they're not. You know, I think that's what happened there. She made some eye contact and that was it.
threw it into the stands there. And Wendell committing the foul there, a little reach in defensively. End of the game. End of the game, we got number 10, Brenna Holman. She's a 5'4 Indian sophomore. And I think Brenna, what you see these past couple of games as well, is a little bit more comfortable coming off the bench, playing that reserve role, but yet adding or keeping quality minutes out there for the Indians.
She's a nice little sixth player off the bench.
Absolutely. And Indians force a turnover. Brooke Gallagher up and in. Point number 8-2 here. Indians on your Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. 4.5 left in the first quarter. Indians definitely looking at the dominant team out here tonight. As we force another ball out of bounds. Who do we got coming in here?
Page
for Kim.
Page for Kim for Val. Okay.
Page is 5'8", sophomore for the Indians. Parkway inbounds the ball. Throws another one away.
This press is getting to him.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those hard things to simulate in practice. You got to have a pretty deep varsity roster to be able to get a good simulation of a press in practice. It's hard for JV kids to be able to provide that for a varsity roster. As the patch shot is up. And no good. But yeah, you know, a lot of things with the press there is just getting the other team thinking about it. And that's what you saw in that last possession. They were just thinking about it and they threw it away, just put them in those uncomfortable positions. Parkway with a little different press breaker here. They had all five up in the half court.
Clear out and leave their point guard stranded.
They sure did. They made their 10 seconds though, didn't they?
Yeah, they were able to break it. Number 24 here shoots it up and good off the glass. Leah Harshman, your 5'3 junior.
A little bank shot.
Puts the score at 8-4. Indians quickly down the floor into Patch. Patch kicks it back out the floor. Floor camp over to Wendell. Skip pass to Holman. She's got her sophomore backcourt right now. And Vaughn on the left side, a nice smooth 15-foot stroke. 10-4, Indians. Good anticipation by Forkamp there. Doing exactly what she needed to do there. And Indian turnover up and in, Vaughn.
Nice assist, Brenna Holman. So we're going to take a break in our first quarter for recovery insurance. And we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's way.
And we're back to Forsyth Fieldhouse, where the Indians are leading 12-4 with 3 minutes and 36 seconds remaining in the quarter.
Coach Linda Hawk there for the Parkway had to take a quick timeout, try to figure out just exactly what they want to do against this Indian full-court pressure. And it stays there. And Indians get called with a body. Brenna Holman there with her first foul of the evening. Indians take the ball on the side.
They didn't waste their time on that one. They're like, hurry up and get that ball in.
You know what? Sometimes less thinking, the better, yep. The better the action here as the Indians force another turnover. Wendell with a nice pass over to Forkamp for her first bucket of the night. That's exactly how you want to run your fast break right there. Get it up the sideline, make one last clean pass. Indians over rotate on the full court pressure, allows Parkway to break it. And we got to defend the ball. Parkway shot up, no good. Val Nolan kept the rebound. Val taking it down herself down the court. No one stops her, and so past the free throw line, little tie up there. Val travels.
And Collig will check in, replacing Vaughn.
Yeah, anytime your defender steps in front of you like that, it makes you kind of stutter your steps. I think that's what Val did there. She just kind of stuttered. And
Parkway shot up, no good. Mullenkamp with her second straight rebound. Outlets at the Wendell. Wendell up to Collig. Good trail here by Mullenkamp up, no good. Forkamp shot up, no good, and she gets fouled.
Nice aggressive rebound, athletic play there.
Absolutely. Paige sticking with it, hanging tough. Quick second jump there, and she was able to get a rebound and a foul. She'll be standing at the free throw line. Whose free throw line is this tonight?
This is Hall Brothers.
Hall Brothers free throw line.
I think all year long it is. I'm not sure.
It's permanently Hall Brothers, I think it is. Foul line as Paige Forkamp puts the first one up and in for the night.
This is still our first quarter, right? Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter.
Forkamp second free throw up and good. Forkamp has 4 points this evening.
Speaking of Fort Recovery Insurance, today was Bob's last day. I don't know if you guys know that or even know who Bob is. I'm looking at you guys.
I might need a last name. I don't know. It's
Bob Myring.
Bob Myring. Yeah. Today they had a little retirement for Bob. So
put a little bit of time up there.
Yeah,
in the
he
old
did.
Office,
a couple
so.
Years. Yeah. Yeah. You could say that. So congratulations to Bob Myring if you're out there listening. Kudos to you for a career well done.
It's got to be an exciting day.
Yes, I would say.
And there's a Vaughn pass over to Collig in a corner three. No good. Parkway rebound. Talking with my fifth graders today, figured out I have 22 more years of teaching.
Oh,
so
my.
A few more days to put in. So
yep, sounds like it.
As Indians force another turnover.
Who wants to do that math yet, right?
Bronny, how many more years you got?
How many do I have?
He's focused. Bronny's years haven't even started
yet.
No,
not even. So Indians up 16-4. You know, we're off to a good start, putting on some good pressure. Paige Forkamp in. She gets fouled.
Fouled again. Paige's last two free throw attempts look extremely smooth and good. I hope that continues here for her.
Hopefully she sinks two more.
First Forkamp free throw. That'll be good. You can tell one thing with Paige here. She's definitely starting to look more and more comfortable here. Mm-hmm. You know, when you compare her to the earlier in the season, she definitely looks much more comfortable out there on the floor.
Yeah, and I feel like it was only a matter of time before her athleticism took over, you know?
Second free throw up and good.
And we got to remember, she is fun to watch. You got to remember how much younger she is than her classmates.
Yeah,
you know, she's one of the youngest in her class, so.
Yeah, really the age of a freshman here at Forkamp.
Yep.
And she's built the biggest.
Yeah. She is.
Just sturdy shoulders on her.
Yeah.
Carries herself well.
Yeah, she does.
And there's Indian trap in the corner. Parkway with a nice pass underneath.
Rebound Forkamp.
Mullenkamp with a good deflection there to keep the ball to the Indians. Pass over to Cog in the corner, up to Vaughn, over to Forkamp. Wendell. Indians circling around the three-point key. Vaughn in the corner with that left-handed baseline drive. And steps before she dribbles.
It was close.
We'll blame the older brother Trevor on that one. I imagine it's kind of a thing that all the good plays are because of Allie. All the bad ones we'll blame on Trevor.
Right.
He's not here to defend himself, so that's the way we'll go.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Indian pressure causes another turnover there.
That's what we like to see. I should have been tracking turnovers. I could at least be useful for you guys.
No.
You might have been running out of paper. Out of the Indian guards here with Wendell, Kallick, Vaughn, and Holman doing a good job applying the pressure in the Indian full court defense. Indian ball here as Mullenkamp shoots a three and misses it. Kallick with the swipe out, but Parkway recovers the rebound. 50 seconds left here in the court recovery insurance first quarter with the Indians 18-4 lead. Here's a shot up by Parkway. No good. Parkway with the offensive rebound. Patch providing defense there, but up and over by number three, Stephanie Schaaf. She's a 5'10 senior forward for Parkway. Indians ball side. Taking the ball out from the side. Off the ball in the corner. A little dive in by Patch. Parkway knocks it out of bounds. Patch going with the old number four play with the baseline out of bounds. Imagine Mullenkamp's going to dive in right here. A little late. Kicks it out. Mullenkamp from the free throw line. Kicks it out to Wendell. Wendell over to Patch. Top of the key. Over to Kallick. 10 seconds left here on the clock here. Indians looking to make a play here. Turn it over. Parkway struggling to get it in against Kallick. Kallick turnover. Can she beat the clock?
Yep, she does.
She got it right there.
Kallick says Harold Peely down there.
Indians close out the first quarter. 20-6 up on the Parkway Panthers.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's way.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back at Fort Site Fieldhouse on this Thursday evening. Your Indians got a score of 20-6 ahead of the Parkway Panthers. And we have Collig with 6, Fort Camp with 6, and Vaughn with 6. And this quarter is presented to you by K&L Tractor Sales, our scoreboard sponsor.
Indians with the ball here. Diana, some first quarter thoughts. How do the Indians look there to start things off?
Very aggressive. I love it. I love that they got that full court pressure. I think we're deep enough that we can handle it. And I don't know. I think it's been good so far. Can't complain.
Absolutely.
That aggressive.
As a Fort Camp three is up and no good. Vaughn just rips it out of the Parkway Panther hands. Up, and she gets fouled.
She goes up, misses, comes back down, gets her own rebound, gets fouled again. So good aggressive play there by Allie Vaughn, not giving up on it. So
absolutely.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just think it was a good aggressive aggressive quarter, and I think that they needed to come out and do that. So
yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. If you want to come out right away and, mm-hmm. and assert yourself as Vaughn's first free throw goes up and in.
Kind of sets the tone for the game. Yeah,
it's an absolute a game that you want to do that in. You don't want to let Parkway hang around and think they got a chance. Mm-hmm. You want to assert yourself right away as
right.
Vaughn's second free throw is up just a bit short. Indians with the offensive rebound. Holman, the lane just clears for Brenna, and she's fouled on her shot attempt. Brooke Collig did a nice job there when she was on the low block, just keeping the play alive, tipping it back so Holman could dive in and get that 50-50 ball.
Yep. I almost wonder if we should put her in the front row in volleyball, the way she jumps up for that ball and swipes at it.
There you go.
We might have a little hitter on our hands, and we don't know it.
Holman's free throw, first free throw, up and no good. Second one is rattles in and out. Again, Indians tip it. Parkway maintains possession, though. Indians are able to, even on a missed shot, still apply that full court pressure. Here's the trap, sideline trap. Parkway in a very tough position there. And it's Parkway girls able to get it out, throw it to the corner.
I wonder if there was some different practice going on. I feel like we are, like, just in their face this game, a little bit different than I've seen. I don't know if it's the competition level. I don't know. Is that?
You know, I think you know, just judging the book by the cover, you know,
uh-huh.
you could tell this is an Ottawa-Glandorf out
right,
here,
sure.
the team that we played on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it give a little confidence, a little added confidence to the girls here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Parkway. Pass attempt into the post is deflected by the Indians. Parkway maintains ball up top. Throws it to the left wing, down and in. A Fort Camp block.
Ooh, there's some wrestling going on. I think the sport just switched over to, to wrestling. I don't know. You know, back in my day, if things like that happen, I mean, if you just touch them, it's like, oh, foul. You know, now it's like I don't even know.
The style of play and the style of refereeing at the same time has both changed greatly here.
It just rocks my world a little.
So Fort Camp was fouled on that tie-up. So she was able to shoot the one-on-one. She missed her first attempt. Indians with the offensive rebound. Nice ball movement here by the Indians, getting a little into the high post. Olivia Patch, she's able to kick it out. There's a nice backdoor cut. Collig. Patch to Collig. Patch, Olivia Patch with the assist. Brooke Collig.
Couldn't draw that up any better.
Yeah,
exactly what you want to do offensively.
Yep.
You get the ball moving quickly. Get it moving quicker in the defense, and makes life really tough as Indians force yet another turnover. And Wendell with a dish off right before the basket of Brenna Holmans.
She gets on the court unbelievably fast.
Yes.
Kira Wendell covers some ground.
She sure does.
Definitely has some speed here.
Yeah.
And again, Indian pressure giving fits. Here comes the trap and another turnover.
Another steal. Kiki to Brenna Holman. Oh, just
trying to do
it.
Things the right way with the left-handed layup, but Collig there to clean it up.
Yep. Parkway wants to talk about it.
So we'll take one with them in the
K&L Tractors second quarter.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Hey, we're back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 5:30 left here in the second quarter with the Indians leading 27-6.
I got a decent crowd here at the Fuel Fieldhouse.
Very, very solid crowd. You know, when you bring in the youth teams, and that always adds a few more seats in the stands. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you ever noticed, these youth nights are a little strategically planned for games that maybe Grandma and Grandpa normally wouldn't come to.
Right.
And as Indians score. Yet another bucket here with Val Mullenkamp.
Val and Paige are laughing pretty hysterically. I don't know what happened, if there was some miscommunication. I'm not real sure, but something funny happened.
And Parkway with a miss, Mullenkamp with a rebound. Indian substitution here in the game with number 13, 5'2", junior Macy Day. Macy had played a very nice JV game earlier tonight.
She did.
As she passed for an assist over to Allie Vaughn. Allie kind of finding her sweet spot there in the left-hand wing.
Yep. Indians up 31-6. We got about 4.5 minutes left of the second K&L. Is it K&L?
Yep.
Second quarter.
Coach Patch has backed off the Indian full court defense. Half court defense still applying some traps here in the opportunities as the Indians commit the foul.
Number 20 for Kiki. Brenna Holman and Olivia Pass check back in for Kiki and Forkamp.
Parkway ball on the baseline. Indians a man-to-man defense. Looking for that shot back to the corner here. We get a good screen. Not there. Indians recover well defensively. Parkway ball swinging around the three-point line. Indians still applying good pressure. You see that head turn immediately. Indians look to jump it. Brenna jumps it. Hustling.
Ah.
That's a foul Coach Patch lives with. Old Brenna Holman diving on the floor.
Yep.
Getting a little contact.
Yep.
You don't have a problem with that.
Loose ball fouls are the best.
Or over the back. I can't get mad at either.
Yep. Aggressive plays.
Parkway inbounds it in. Proceeds to turn it over. Indian ball here with 3.5 left to go in the second quarter. 31-6 your ball game. Parkway staying in their 2-3 zone. Mullenkamp with the baseline drive, kicks it up and under over to Vaughn. Vaughn up and no good.
Oh.
And she's reaching.
I thought she had the ball, but she ends up getting a foul.
Foul on Allie Vaughn.
Yeah.
Allie's first foul to go along with her 9 points tonight.
That's her first foul. That's unheard of for her. We're using one or two in the first. And that's what I love about her. She's just aggressive, and she just goes after that ball. She's got a nose for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Parkway brings the ball up in the corner. Don't put it, throw it in the corner there.
And they trap her.
And she kind of stumbles, throws it away. Indian ball. Indians going with their three-guard offensive front against the Parkway 2-3 zone. Three-guard. Bronny, what is three-guard? When they're talking about three-guard, what are we talking about?
Well, you got a guard on each wing, and you got your point up top, and you put one of your post players in the high post and one in the low post, and you get a little high-low action.
A little high-low action against the 2-3 zone. Pretty common offensive system there against a 2-3 zone. As Indians force another turnover, and Mullenkamp up and in. And I think we missed a Vaughn bucket in there as action was happening. 35-6 ball game here going to your Indians. Jump ball. Stays with the Panthers.
Again, Allie in that right, nose right into that play. Aggressive. Allows us to keep possession. Or no, them. I thought that was our ball. Man.
Parkway looking to inbound the ball here. Fort Recovery's length and athleticism giving Parkway some fits here. Little drop into the inside. Good offensive move by number 42, Claire Fletcher Eichler. Couldn't quite get it to go. But Indians foul here by number 22, Val Mellencamp.
I could sum up the Parkway girls. They are currently 2-2, 0-1 in the MAC. 0-0-1 in the MAC. I think 0-1. I just don't like to say O. It's like a letter. I don't get that.
Yeah.
They are 0-1 in the MAC.
Their Hellworth's first free throw, no good up the park, though.
So their first two wins, Missinawa and Lima Perry, and then they lost to Crestview 50-27, and then they were defeated by Minster 73-7. Ooh, Minster.
Minster, it's kind of a machine going on over there right
now.
Too.
I think so, too.
Well, that Pringer girl is on the Xavier, correct?
Yes, I did see that.
Pringer going to Xavier along with Wolf,
who's just amazing to watch. Oh,
yeah, who's probably better than Pringer.
So. Yeah, probably, yeah.
So Indians miss a shot here. Parkway getting harassed again by the Indians' defense. Mullenkamp forces a turnover and leads the break. Over to Day. And the corner to Forkamp. Forkamp surveying the situation. To the right wing to Mullenkamp. Three up, no good. Backside rebound to Brooke Collick.
There wasn't anybody within 5 feet of Brooke Collick rebounding that ball.
Yeah, absolutely. That's point number 12 for number 15 in your scorebooks, Brooke Collick. Shot up by Parkway. Good box out by Olivia Patch. Just out of her reach. Macy Day swoops in there for the rebound, though.
Shortest player on the team gets the rebound. That's usually how it happens.
Yeah, I know.
How it works.
Parkway stays in their 2-3 zone. Kallig over to Mullenkamp. Swinging the ball around. Forcing that Parkway defense to work. Macy Day gives up that pass. That's a shot that she'll take in a JV game, but she knows.
Yeah.
Rolling situation a little bit different here at the varsity. But she takes that one.
Oh.
Good Logan jumper. Up, no good. Rebound. Long rebound over to Mullenkamp in the right corner. Over to Forkamp to Kallig. Skip pass over to Val Mullenkamp.
Nice.
Catches it up and good. Had to use her face a little bit to help catch that one. But
nice assist by Kallig.
Yeah, it was.
And Parkway. Ball down in the corner. Day jumps it. Parkway's able to break that pressure. Number 42 here. Nice. Offensive move by number 42, Claire Eichler.
That gives us a 39-8 score with 11 seconds in our K&L second quarter.
And Coach Patch wants the last shot.
Yeah. See who gets it. It's like Paige
Forkamp up. And good. Couldn't play much better first half than that.
Nope.
Indians heading in the halftime locker room up 41-8.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And here we're back at the Cooper Farms halftime show for tonight's ball game. Indians with a 41-8 halftime lead, Bronny, as our third and fourth graders hoop it up out here on the old hardwood. Bronny, what do you say stands out for you as the halftime goes on here?
I got to go with that full court press and the trapping in the half court. That led to so many Indian baskets, and I mean, it just seemed to help us so much in the offensive end. And then we had great execution when they put up a 2-3 zone. Just all around good basketball by Lady Indians.
Absolutely. You know, I thought you saw that pressure just really disrupt anything Parkway was trying to do, whether it's even getting the ball in bounds. And then, like you said, offensively, you know, you saw not a whole lot of shots forced. You know, we were spreading the wealth, taking good shots, and we were still crashing the offensive boards, realizing, you know, hey, that's where you can make some easy money there on the offensive glass. And Indians did a good job there in the first half of that. Coach, got some points here. First half points.
I do. I went down and stole them from Cheryl. So leading us in the first half is Colleague, Brooke Colleague with 12, and then Allie Vaughn follows up with 11. Paige Forkamp and Val Mullenkamp, each with 8, and Brenna Holman with 2. So, good start for that group.
Like you said, they distributed the wealth pretty well in that first half.
Yeah,
clearly shown with those scores. And mm-hmm. You love seeing that.
Yep, everybody's scoring. Everybody's getting a little 2 cents for us. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, can't beat it.
Absolutely is.
So, out here watching the little third and fourth graders?
Third and fourth graders. They get a poke in the eyeball.
Yep.
It never feels good.
Nope. I don't think she was real happy.
No matter if you're in third grade or 12th grade, that poke never hurts.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I got a fourth grader out here, and this is pretty much what you hear about all week.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
I got a game Thursday night. And
that's a big deal. That's a big deal when you're in a fourth grade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we'll take a little break for our Cooper Farms halftime show, and we'll be back with you in a minute.
New Year's Eve is coming up, so make your plans now to get to the Fort Recovery American Legion's big New Year's Eve party. Dancing will be from 8 to midnight with music by Tom Everhart, and there will be the traditional sausage and sauerkraut served at midnight. The doors open at 7, and it's only $20 per person with a cash bar, and they'll be giving away door prizes throughout the night. Get your tickets at the Legion Canteen, or get them at the door that night. Get your group together now and head out to the Legion on New Year's Eve, and have a great time with music all night from Tom Everhart.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
My plan was to stay for 5 years, I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And a steal by Sophia Guggenmiller as she dribbles down.
That was perfect timing.
That was. So not quite the finish we wanted, Coach. But,
you know, we'll have to get back in the gym tonight.
Yeah, we're going there back we tonight. Go.
We got to make 100 of them before we go to bed tonight. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Indians here at the Cooper Farms halftime show. Indians have a 41-8 lead. Looking good here in the first half.
Like we said, across the board scoring. Couple individuals nearing double digits or in double digits.
Yeah.
And like we said, we got to have steals galore. We don't exactly have the stats on that.
No, but there's a bunch.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think Kiki at one point had like four in a row. Yeah. So.
Her speed is just next level, really helping out the Indians.
Yeah, it is. So maybe I could talk a little bit about some upcoming sports again. If you guys didn't hear me the first time, tomorrow our boys are at Parkway. Tune in to FR Radio for the broadcast. And then next week we got a busy, busy week. On Monday the girls are at St. Mary's with WPGW simulcasting. Tuesday, an odd Tuesday game.
Yep.
Ryan's favorite night of the week to play basketball now. The boys will actually host South Papers. Adams. And FR Radio will broadcast that one as well. And then Friday the boys are back at WAPOC. WPGW will simulcast. And then Saturday the girls are at Arcanum with FR Radio, and then the boys will host and Sonia. So tune in to FR Radio for that as well, as WPGW will simulcast.
That's a full week of basketball.
Full week. I better get my cushion out.
I was going to say, you better get the padded seats out because you're going to have a sore cushion without the cushion.
Amen to that.
You're going to bust that out this week. So
what are we looking for in the second half, guys?
You know, I think you probably look to maintain some of that pressure here for the first 2-3 minutes, just to make sure you get old Mo going the right direction. And you look after that first 3 minutes, if things are rolling the way you want to go, you just kind of back off the dogs a little bit, play things out. You look at building in some of that depth here with getting looks by, you know, Macy Day. You get four camp additional time here. Your sixth, seventh, eighth players on the bench. You look at that, getting them a lot of minutes. So hopefully down the road they can contribute even more to the squad. So
So we got about a minute and 12 seconds left of our Cooper Farms halftime show.
So we may take a little break.
Yeah, okay.
Run some ads.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back at Fort Curry Courtside Fieldhouse. Tech guy Ryan Braun running one extra commercial there, so he missed 30 seconds of action.
I'm just repping old Bubba Stogs down there at Cooper Farms. I know you'll appreciate it.
Yeah, make sure you get it in. Amen to that.
Well, you didn't miss any action here. Indians start off with 41-8 lead, maintain that 41-8 lead. Indians going with their starters here to start the second half. That's Parkway number 10. Kelsey Nichols hits a baseline jumper to put them on the board here in the second half. 41-11 ball game, Indians. Oh, excuse me, that was a three-pointer.
Yeah, it was. I didn't realize it was that far away.
Yeah. Callig over to Vaughn inside. Vaughn on the left-hand wing. Misses it. Mullenkamp gets a rebound up and good.
A little smile by Vaughn. Yeah. She knew to let it slip.
Yeah.
So we're entering our Baller Mechanical third quarter.
Baller Mechanical.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just in Baller Mechanical's backyard today. Saw some wild animals in my backyard, so I had to go scope things out.
Oh, nice.
Pulled in Baller Mechanical. They ran off. Some kind of small, furry, black animal.
Oh,
I don't know. So.
Nice.
Two of them. Could have been a panther. Panther making an early arrival. Indians foul. We got a Parkway free throw shooter here with the first one up and in.
Our Hall Brothers foul line. Can't forget that. Hall Brothers foul line up there.
Leah Harshman's first shot is up and good. And her second one up. And nothing but net.
That's feeling a little bit like a baseball game right there for a minute, wasn't it? Like a little dead air.
Yep, dead air. You let the
wait
crowd.
On the batter.
Let the crowd. Do the talking for you. Nice. As Mullenkamp receives it inside from Wendell up and in. Good.
And our Reisner energy to start to the second half. What a bucket.
Yeah, it was.
Indians have backed off their pressure a little bit. Just trying to play good, solid man-to-man defense. Parkway puts up another three. No good. Long rebound to Vaughn. Outlet to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp running that five lane really well there. Vaughn up to Mullenkamp. And up and in for Mullenkamp. Vows, 14th point of the ball game. Gives the Indians a 47-13 lead. Mark Wade works the ball around the three-point line. Little drive penetration here. Mullenkamp tips it away. Has a couple out up front. That one probably should have gone up by Vaughn as she gives it up to Brooke. Wendell has the ball up top over to Kallig. Kallig in the Mullenkamp up and no good. Parkway with the defensive rebound. Parkway ball against the Indian man-to-man defense. Inside out, kicks it, number 10. Off the number 5, three-point shot. Parkway no good. Vaughn with another rebound. Vaughn. Quickly out to Kallig to Wendell, and she's fouled. So you can see Indians definitely don't want to take their time dribbling the ball before. They know,
yep.
You know, a strength to tonight's offense is get the rebound and go, and that's what you're seeing here so far in the whole ball game, but especially here in the third quarter. Kara's first free throw up and good, nothing but net. Parkway brings in a couple of substitutions here.
And that puts her on the board
for
this
her
evening.
First point of the night. Say,
she's had a couple chances to shoot a three ball up at the top of the key, but she's pretty good about finding the open man.
Yep.
She knows, stay patient. Mm-hmm. Stay patient, good things will come, and that's been happening pretty consistently tonight as Wendell puts her second free throw up and in. Making the score 49-13. Good guys in late. Vaughn jumps it here, and we got a jump ball. Ball will maintain with the Panthers.
Not sure number 3 knew quite what to do with that ball there.
Things can get running really fast out here if it starts not going your way.
Yep.
That snowball can build rather quickly
yes,
here.
Yes, it can. Seen that happen too many times.
Parkway ball. Nice little post-entry pass. Drop step move. Shot no good.
Maybe a patch on the floor. I'd love to see that.
So I give Patch's crew some credit. They're pretty good about getting on the floor right away.
Yeah.
Got some tough-nosed players.
Absolutely. You know, you get one or two of those, and that kind of that can real quickly start rubbing off on teammates, and all of a sudden you got a team full of kids who love getting dirty on the floor. As
can't say that was necessarily in my skill set, but
I'll tell you, we're about at 3.5 minutes into this quarter, and Val Mullenkamp's got eight points already just in this quarter. So
yeah, she just received a real nice look from Liv Patch there, 51-13.
Take a little break in our polar mechanical third quarter.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And welcome back to our Fowler Mechanical third quarter here at Fortside Fieldhouse.
Parkway shot up, no good. Leads to a tie ball. 50-50 was just rattled off. Diana makes me think, did Mr. Ramble wine and dine you the other night?
No,
with,
no, I got
being a
nothing.
Big 50-50 winner on Saturday?
I got nothing. Oh, I think you got like 80-some dollars.
There.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. We didn't go out to Burger Lane's and have a sandwich.
There you go.
Maybe we might have got a draft.
Maybe a refreshment as well. Huh?
An adult beverage.
Parkway ball, baseline out of bounds here against the Indian man-to-man defense. Throws it in up top. Parkway run their offensive set. Can't do it if you throw the ball out of bounds.
Yep. Nice little turnover for us.
Kieran Wendell bringing the ball up for the Indians here with 51-13 lead in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. Wendell down to Mullenkamp. Knocked out of bounds by Parkway. Perfect opportunity there, Bronny. Looked like for a little old head tap. Get one in to Val, but Indians don't take advantage of that. Back door wide open. Val instead takes the 8-footer. No good off the rim. Parkway rebound. Parkway in transition. Okay. Dribbles one out of bounds.
Yeah, and lose it. Lots of. Oh, they're going to give that back to Parkway. I thought that rolled off of her.
I would agree. A couple of substitutions in for the Indians and Paige Fortkamp and Brenna Holman. In for third quarter action.
Third quarter Fowler Mechanical action.
There we go.
Yeah. Don't forget that.
Parkway ball in the wing. Quick hand by Wendell. Knocks the ball out, but right back to Parkway. It's turned into one of these games here where the last quarter and a half, you just want to play it clean, play it correctly, and get out of here with no injuries at this point. You just want to run things correctly, not pick up any bad habits, and keep your momentum going in the correct direction.
Looks like little Guggenbiller's got some treats for us.
Hey.
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
Came up asking for cash and got himself a couple of Airheads.
Those are my fave.
Because the sugar at Gingerbread House night wasn't enough. So
right. That was last night, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. Oof. Sugar overload.
So we got a couple of airheads now to wash things down.
Oh, that's good stuff. So Indians up 51-13. 2.5 minutes left in this Fall Mechanical third quarter.
Well, happy feet there by Parkway. Yeah, throws it away.
Yeah. Indians are quick down the floor.
Let's see if we can hit a jumper here. There we go. Nice little shot in and out by Wendell. Back over to Wendell. Fortkamp in the corner. Three ball and good.
Good movement by the Indians. Yep. Getting that tree swaying in that 2-3 zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What Ryan said.
Tree swaying.
I would never have known that. I'm learning.
Old Coach Ben terminology there.
Is that what that was?
That's tree splitting and tree cutting, man. That ain't the swaying. If it's swaying, it's coming down.
Indians with the ball in the corner.
Oh, Brent Holman turns it over.
No use for the tree that's still standing up, right? Indians turn it over. Parkway brings it down. A little 15-footer here. Kind of got hammered there by Vaughn, but got away with one.
Nice rebound by Paige Fortkamp.
Over to Fortkamp to Vaughn in the corner. Nice dish down low to Patch. And takes one too many steps with it.
I think she might have tripped on that roll's foot.
Yeah, a little physical down there. Yep. Legs kind of tangled up. Hard to keep your balance down there.
Yep.
Indians in their half-court defense.
No press. Decided to give them a little break, I guess.
Coach Patch just yells out, straight five, no traps. So straight man-to-man defense, no traps. Just play straight up good man-to-man defense. See what you got. As Vaughn jumps the passing lane, right-handed layup.
Up.
And good. Allie Vaughn putting in her 13th point of the night.
Getting a little aggressive in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Yeah.
Patch with a good job there, cutting off the cutter there as she goes through the middle of the lane. Here, 20 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. We got a jump ball. Fortkamp doing a nice job of getting her hands in there, causing that jump ball. Stays with Parkway here, side out of bounds. 20.3 seconds left. Penetration drive. Left-handed shot up, no good by Indians. 14 seconds left. Indians in offensive transition.
Fortkamp with another rebound. I wonder how many she's got tonight. I'm saying she's got quite a few.
Put together a good little ball game here as Paige Fortkamp.
Yep.
3 seconds left. Indians throw it away. Unable to convert there at the end of the third quarter. Things looking good. 56-13 for Calgary leads.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
As that commercial said, it is the Fort Camp Excavating fourth quarter. When we had the conclusion of our Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Indians here with a 56-13 lead, Brawny. You know, we'd be getting home sooner if this was tournament time because we'd be in running clock mode, but unfortunately, your Chiefs-Chargers game is just going to have to wait a little bit.
Yeah, my beloved Bengals aren't too good this year, so got to find other games to watch.
I don't know why we still have Marvin.
I don't know why I'm still watching him.
I don't know either. He just makes me mad.
The Marvin farewell tour. I hope we get blown out by 40 points a game.
I've been on that tour for 4 years. Where you been?
I'm with you.
Okay, good. Man.
Val Mullenkamp makes the first bucket of the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Here we're getting in some substitutions. I'll let you introduce that one.
Okay, Whitley Ramble comes in.
Hey, no
a girl.
Her.
And Hope Wendell, can't forget Hope Wendell, who came in right before her. And somebody just, Aubrey Kanapke just replaced Colic. So we got some JV players out there getting a little varsity time.
I'm loading the bench here for the for the remainder, 7 minutes remainder here.
See how they
the
do.
Quarter.
Good. Ooh, and Hope.
Hope gets called with the reach. A little over-aggressive.
Yep.
But
that could have been a jump ball, I think. You know, that was one of those. We'll give it to him.
13 foul in the Indians.
We'll see how these JV players hold up. See if they can hold their own.
I recognize three girls off of the Parkway team that were playing in the JV game earlier this evening. That's up and in for number 30 for Parkway. Makes our score 58-15. In the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter.
Oh.
Good jump by the passing lane there by number 10, Kelsey Nicholas, and she brings her layup down. No good. Number 5 at the rebound. Stephanie Schaff with the rebound.
Quick 4 points by the Parkway Panthers. Let's see if the Indians can take care of this ball.
Indians running with the backup squad in here right now, giving some good minutes to the younger girls on the team. As one swatted out of bounds, stays with the Indians.
I'm not sure that girl even jumped. She got a block shot. I don't think she even jumped.
Day and Wendell with a nice seal up
there it
and
is.
In.
Hope Wendell getting us two.
Getting us two and going for a third here with a free throw. As Brian Forkamp looks on there in the Forkamp fourth quarter. Forkamp excavating fourth quarter here. Wendell shot up and good.
Next Indians up 61-17. Beginning of our fourth quarter.
Hope has a nice little touch there.
She does.
With the basketball. You can tell she's put it up. Quite a few shots up in her day.
Yep, that she has.
Oh. As Parkway throws away, over and back. It'll be Indian ball. And Coach Linda Hawk decides to talk things over here for a little bit for a full timeout. Good guys up, 61-17.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. There'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And we're back in the fourth quarter. Fort Camp excavating. Porter, I don't know, said that wrong.
A lot of words you want to say at one time, and sometimes they don't come out the way they want.
Just a little,
supposed to come
just
out,
a little
right?
Jumble. Toss them around.
Yes.
Oh, air ball.
Action continues here at the field house. Air ball by Parkway gives it back to. What recovery?
We missed a little 2-point jumper by Brenna Holman down our end. So, yeah, we've got to get that in there. A nice little baseline jumper. Is that what you call that, a baseline jumper?
Baseline jumper, yes. The old out-of-bounds line.
Yes. Figuring this game out.
Absolutely. As ball gets passed around over to Macy Day. Indians content. Working things slowly here with the 63-17 lead as we throw it away here. Parkway attacking the basket. Day swipes it.
Another nose for the ball is that Macy Day. I love watching her play. I always have enjoyed watching her.
Blake and Speedy as Kanapke puts the three ball up. No good. Gets her own rebound. And Parkway with the steal. Fast break layup up and in. For number 10 for Chris Kirby. Chris Kirby, starter for Parkway, still getting some late game minutes here. Try to get a little momentum here going into their next game. Day over to Wendell. Down in the short corner to Kanapke. Over to Rammel. Out to Wendell. Long three by Day.
Kind of caught it in an awkward position.
Yeah, she's a little off balance there. Yeah. A little off balance. Probably should have gathered herself, maybe make a pass, maybe a dribble there to center her balance a little bit, but wanted to make a play.
Yep.
Parkway ball here. 4 minutes left to go in the Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Whitley Ramel applying the pressure out up top. Parkway attacking the Indian man-to-man defense. Hope Wendell doesn't force the turnover, is the recipient of a turnover. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see who was down there.
It's kind of given to her.
Yeah.
That ball was just kind of handed over to her. Oh.
Brianna dragged her foot there.
I thought she drug it. Wasn't sure if they saw that or not.
Yep. It's one of those late in a game like this. Sometimes things are a little overlooked just to keep the clock moving like this.
Now I feel like I could be an official. I saw that. So, get me the black and white stripes.
There you go. Sign you up.
No, one sport's enough. That took me 30 years to get that.
Parkway with the ball here. Overthrows a little post entry. Overthrew it right over the girl's head. Out of bounds. Indian ball. Bronny, who do you got tonight in the Chiefs-Chargers game?
I got to go with Mahomes and the Chiefs, man. He's on fire, and my Bengals almost beat the Chargers Sunday, so that's not good.
I think they should have. That one play call. Really?
Driscoll was in and said he gave himself up even though he
dove
head first.
Yeah, that's not giving yourself up. Giving yourself up is sliding.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me. And they still had a chance to win it in the end even with that terrible call. Yeah. So.
See, now I could be an NFL official. See?
Should be. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
As long as you're a homer for the Bengals.
NFL officials have a tough year.
If we can get rid of Marvin, I'll do it.
And Day with the basketball.
Indians up 63-19 with about 3 minutes left in this ball game. Looking to try to get the ball. Just throw it away. Just about threw that ball away.
Just about. Maintained Indian ball. Fort Camp inbounding. Finds Wendell. Wendell off the deck. We'll call that a pass.
Yeah, we will. Nobody knows but us.
Kanapke in the corner. Over to Fort Camp. Swings it to the left wing today. Down the short corner to Hope Wendell for the bucket.
Nice little
scoop and score there by Wendell.
Yeah, it was. Hope's got four in this game already.
Barrett brings it up the court for Parkway. Sit on the right wing.
Yeah.
Down a low post. Yeah, stole by.
Stealing
who else? Oh, started dribbling a little too fast and loses the basketball. Swings it over to the Fort Camp. Down to Wendell in the corner. Drives baseline. Kicks about out to the top of the key to Kanapke. Day shoots for three,
it's good. There's Macy Day's three she needed. She was set, and that couldn't have been any prettier.
Perfect rhythm.
Yep.
Got that tree swaying. I had to give Chris Benn an old call after that.
Oh, there's Macy Day. I think she's got like a first steal,
that was
maybe.
Looked like the exact same play comes up with it, steals it.
Yep. She knew it was coming.
Passes it over to Fort Camp. Down to the corner to the Kanapke. Kanapke in trouble. Those are not top to Wendell.
Bramble putting a target out there. Couldn't quite
Someone's
got to
find her.
Yeah.
They get it down to her.
And she loses it.
Kind of a rough bounce back.
Calling it for high, and they throw it low. So you gotta put it in the big man's hands where they want it.
Yep.
Where they're calling
their knees,
for it.
Right?
So, yep.
Again, there's a bounce pass into the knees again. It's hard to get that.
We call an old reach in foul on Paige Forcamp. Her first.
There hasn't been very many fouls called in this game.
For how aggressive we've been, I'm surprised.
Yeah, same.
Like you said earlier, Allie Bond's been in everything, and I think she sat on with two, maybe?
Did she have two? I don't know. She had two.
Yeah, I think she had two.
Okay.
But
for her, that's
pretty good.
For how aggressive she played and how many steals she came up with.
Yeah.
That's a good night.
Yep. Yeah. 5 minutes left. We're trying to finish up this game.
68-19 is your score, or Indians up.
Steal.
I know what to steal. Up to Kanapke. Paige Forcamp over to Day again. Day's three-point jumper off the rim on the right side. She chases it down, but a little bit too late. Returns the ball to Parkway with 45 seconds remaining here in the Forcamp excavating fourth quarter. Just trying to work this last 30 seconds out here.
Nice defensive play by Hope Wendell.
Arms straight up.
Yep. That's what you teach him. Straight up. I think Indians are going to hold this ball. I don't know if they'll go for a shot or not.
Parkway, going to apply a little pressure.
Yeah, why not? Let's end this game with some action, right? 13 seconds. Aubrey
Knapp here. First varsity points here. She breaks one down, maybe.
Yeah, be nice. I think we're just going to hold it.
Hold it out. So Indians are going to come out victorious tonight, 68-19, to pick up W. Thank you to Forcamp Excavating the Miracle Lanes for our fourth quarter sponsors here. Brownie, take us away.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Forcamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Forcamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And back out of here in the Miracle Lanes fourth quarter post-game show. Indians with a big win tonight, 68-19, over the visiting Parkway Panthers. Indians come out strong right away in the first quarter and set the tone of how things were going to go.
That they did.
And like we said, it was a good bounce-back game for the Indians. And we said we needed it, and they came out, got it done, and took it to Parkway. And I thought overall pretty good game. Across the board, pretty good scoring. We had Diana take it away with the some statistics.
So Colleg had 12 in the first half, and she ended up with 12. She didn't get a whole lot of playing time that second half because they had some JV players in. And then Val Mollenkamp actually came out with 10 the second half to go with her 8 for the first half, and she finished with 18, probably game high, I would say. 13 for Allie Vaughn, 4 for Brenna Holman. Paige Forcamp with a big night tonight with 11. I think she had quite a few rebounds as well. Kiki Wendell with 2, and Hope Wendell came out and gave us 4 off the bench, and Macy Day with 3. So good spread out scoring. Everybody got a little bit in there tonight. So.
Yeah, you know, I think that's where you're going to find your most success is when you just kind of spread the wealth like that. You become difficult to guard as a team, and that's what Coach Patch's Indians were tonight, as they were able to come through with the 68-19 victory. We got any events coming up here?
I do. You wanna rip them off there? Go for it.
Absolutely. Tomorrow night we got the boys. Sorry, not tomorrow. Yeah, that is tomorrow. Thank goodness. Tomorrow is Friday. Oh,
tomorrow.
How about that? Tomorrow,
TGIF.
Boys, we got an FR broadcast at Parkway. Next week, girls are at St. Mary's on Monday. Boys home against South Adams on Tuesday. Boys away at Walpole on Friday. And then the girls and boys action. Girls at Arcanum. Boys host Anzonia next Saturday as our upcoming events. So I think we'll take a quick break here. We've got Coach Batch in for a few words.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
For over 120 years, Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, has provided top-notch equipment, parts, and service to area farmers. If you've never been to Hall Brothers, please stop in and take a look around. Not only do we carry farm equipment from Case IH, Kubota, J&M, Mayrath, MacDon, Bush Hog, and many others, but we also carry Lawn and Garden, Toro, Cub Cadet, Grasshopper, and Echo chainsaws and trimmers. See us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And back here at the postgame, American Lanes postgame show at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians victorious this evening over the Parkway Panthers 68-19. Coach Patch here visiting with the crew. Coach Patch coming in tonight in a game that you feel pretty confident about, a game that you know if you execute the way you want to execute and you do the things that you practice that things should turn out the way they did tonight, and they most certainly did.
Yeah, you know, we had worked on some stuff, full court pressure. You know, now that we got Key back and we're kind of getting 100% here, this is kind of how we want to play, and it was nice to be able to come out and try to work on that a little bit. But, you know, same time, you know, you've been in these games before, Coach, that it's, you want to work on some stuff, but it's kind of hard to work on stuff when that is kind of full court pressure when you get up big like that. And so, you know, we just talked to our kids about continue playing hard and getting after it and try to, you know, work on the things that we need to do. And, you know, I thought our kids did that today. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked about up here, you know, even though we got to back off our full court press defensively in the half court, we still want to do the things correctly, talk and communicate and still work on sliding our feet, and we're able to do that. Coach, looking at the scoring tonight, pretty balanced scoring here with Collig and Mollenkamp and Allie Vaughn leading the way, and another with Paige Forkamp in double figures. You know, looking forward, you know, I think we continue to see that offensively. You're gonna see good things from your squad.
Yeah, well, you know, our schedule early on wasn't very kind to us. Played a lot of good teams, and you know, it's kind of hard to get confidence playing some of those teams. But you know, I thought our kids, you know, this is a nice game for them to be able to come out here and have some fun and play hard and try to do things the right way still. But to be able to, you know, I guess see some confidence and see some things go in and go their way, and hopefully that can help us out for down the road too.
Absolutely. Well, you're back at practice here Friday and Saturday, and early week game next week against St. Mary's. Coach Patch, another win under the belt. Back at it, ready against St. Mary's on Monday.
Thanks appreciate it.
Thank you, Ronnie. I think we got time for a commercial.
Yeah, we'll run one.
Yep. Thank you.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Looking for great food fast?
Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in the America Lanes post-game show, Indians with a 68-19 victory tonight. Thanks to Coach Patch coming up and talking to us. Brony, any closing thoughts?
Got to get after him Monday. Heck of a win. Have a nice weekend and get back after it.
That's but, right. Off to the next one at St. Mary's on Monday.
But
68-19, your Indians winner tonight.
Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan Braun.
I'm Chris Guglielmo.
And we're signing off.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.